Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, this is Justin Timberlake.
Hey, this is Ashanti.
What up, it's Jay-Z.
Hey, this is Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, what's cracking, y'all? It's your boy Fabulous.
This is Ludacris.
Hey, what's up, it's your man 50 Cent.
Hi, this is Christina Aguilera, and you're listening to...
Y'all already know what time it is. It is that wonderful Thursday segment that we have every week on the live show on Blog Talk Radio. Yes, it's your girl, Sugar, and I'm just truly excited because we have such an action-packed week lined up for the next 2 weeks that are coming up. But today we got to celebrate what we got going on now, and then I will update you on the fiery guests we have lined up. And so make sure you mark your calendars because it's going to be on like a pot of neck bones, as we always say, huh? You know, I think today is just one of those days where we're just going to have a little venting session, talk about what's going on in the world today. And, you know, it's just a day that I think, you know, we're going to call it Thrilling Thursday because we don't have bad days intentionally, right? We want to get up and we want to focus on making the best out of every opportunity in life. And so I certainly hope that each of you have enjoyed the segments that were put together. It was a three-part segment. If you haven't heard it, you got to take a peek at it, listen, apply it to your life on the Extreme Act. I'm talking about the Extreme Act. the Extreme Care, you know, making sure that you have that time to really invest in yourself. The Art of Extreme Self-Care by Sheryl Richardson was a phenomenal book, and I took the time to actually just sit down and just, you know, really kind of dig deep and find some avenues where I could help my loyal listeners at. And so today what I kind of wanted to focus on is just, you know, just overall, we're just going to vent. This is not a scheduled pre-planned segment. I just like, you know, doing shows that are uplifted. I mean, can't y'all hear the energy in my voice every time I come on the show? I get excited. I love talking to my listeners. I really do. Oh, let me open my chat box there, speaking of which. So, yes, you know, just thinking positive and, you know, looking in the mirror and surrounding yourself with, you know, gratitude every day. I put a post today on Facebook that says, count your blessings, not your problems. All right? And that's just the plain truth anyhow. Seeing the beauty out of every situation is what we need to do as individuals in life as we continually strive from our day-to-day character-building moments is what I like to call them. All right, you know, we just have to take that time and just know that we are something special. So I think that it's important, you know, to certainly make sure that we have that opportunity. Oh, what's good? We got, is it Cherry Pop Fizz? Welcome to Brown Sugar Radio. Then we have Hard Knocks Live. All right now. And then there's another listener that we have. What else? You know what? Is it Jazzy too? We have some guests. Thank you so much, all of you, for joining us today. We have anonymous guests in the chat. And those of you joining us via Facebook, I want to encourage you, as I always do, to please create a user account on Blog Talk. It is complimentary. It is, you know, a way where you can stay connected with Brown Sugar Radio and take that time out to, you know, find out when we have surprise, unscheduled shows. Y'all know I'll pull a whammy on you any minute now. You know I will. And so that's what I do is just, you know, I try to bring you the best. And We have so many great things to be thankful for. Can you believe it's already April? What is really going on? It's already April, and spring break is actually taking place out here in Vegas. I know many of you probably already have had Vegas. I mean, have had your spring break, but my children are not attending until next week, and so it's going to be awesome. Now, I've seen this article only because I myself have several friends that are dealing with high cholesterol. And one of the misconceptions is that you have to have, you know, some type of obesity or be large or, you know, overweight. That is so not true. So not true. Okay? To save your heart, these are some of the top 10 things you can do to help to save your heart, because cardiovascular disease is the number one killer of women, all right? 80% of it is preventable. That's the thing that I just don't get. Things that make you say, I believe diabetes is preventable. You know, I just think that you can take charge of your life today and make some great changes to prolong your life. You got to just, you know, just change. Even if it's something you do every day, a small thing such as walking for 10 minutes, you know, drinking maybe 6 glasses of water instead of only 2. Come on, y'all. Get that vitamin water. If you don't like the way that it tastes, get you some water with flavor in it. Add, squeeze a lemon in it, add an orange, whatever you got to do. Number one, we're going to go ahead and go over these, how to save your heart, because I'm just so adamant about this. I am so just very passionate about diseases that can be preventable. It don't make no sense. Why you want to take yourself out an extra 10 years or sooner than what you really need to? Come on now. Number one, it states, this is from Dr. Oz. All right, I love that name, Dr. Oz. Get at least 7 hours of sleep. Okay? Get at least 7 hours of sleep. Number two, know your blood pressure. You have to know. See, reducing your blood pressure, let's say from 130 over 85 to 115 over 76, can make your body have 10 years added to it, make you feel as if you're 10 years younger. You know, we all know that exercising, losing weight, and all that stuff will reduce stress, but the good news is that the benefit from doing physical activities are just about that much more impacting on your life, knowing your blood pressure, getting that blood flowing. Number three, avoid smoky bars. Don't let people puff away in your space. An hour of passive smoke can cause the same amount of aging as having 2 to 4 cigarettes. Yeah, crazy. Now, if you're the one doing the smoking, then we want to certainly here on Brown Sugar Radio just ask you to try to make some changes. You know, cut down if you're able to. I know it's tough. I'm not a smoker myself, but I have some friends that are battling with it, and it ain't no joke. So do the best you can to try to cut down on that, all right? Maybe seek, a support group that's been through it and that can help get you through those times. Four, learn something new. Love something you do, all right? Continually challenging the brain and being passionately engaged increases the brain activity, prompting the growth of extra connections. So if, in fact, you have an injury like a stroke, the brain is better and able to compensate for the trauma, and it lessens its efforts. Isn't that something? Things that make you go, Five, walk at least 30 minutes a day. A study suggests on men that for every hour of exercise, you get 2 hours of life. Wow. Let me repeat that. For every hour of exercise, you get 2 extra hours of life. Wow, wow, wow. Come on, y'all. Let's get to walking, all right? Move them legs. Six, take half an aspirin daily. Now, you know, those studies came out in 2005 saying that a low dose of aspirin pretty much does the job in order to prevent heart attacks and cancer in women. But we still have little bits and pieces of the puzzle, and it's evident that a strong aspirin, you know, certainly, like the higher dosage, help to reduce the risk of stroke. But people, we've got to make sure that you have at least 325 milligrams is what they're saying. If you're over the age of 40, okay, with a glass of warm water before and after you swallow it so that you're less likely to irritate your stomach. All right, but check with your doctor for those of you, because some of you may not be able to take aspirin, all right, based on various health issues that we have. 7, one of my favorites. I'm a firm believer in it. I've been actually doing this quite some time along with my children. Eat fish oil 3 times a day. Now, it may not just be the omega-3s in the oil that keep the hardened arteries humming along. It's a number of animal studies also that have indicated that fish protein provides a separate boost of cardiovascular health. If you eat, like, let's say, low-mercury fish such as salmon, it's called catfish, or tilapia, T-I-L-A-P-I-A, come on, y'all. I'm terrible. I will tear a name up in a minute, but you know what I'm talking about. Write it down because I can't pronounce it. T-I-L-A-P-I-A. If you are not nuts about actually eating fish and you think you don't like the taste, they do have the fish oil tablets that you can take. I love salmon, me personally. That's one of my favorites. But 3 times a day, you want to make sure you're getting it in. You know, they have fish oils in the butter now. I've seen, like, in margins and things of that nature, they have it in, like, the flax oil seeds and some of the cereals. Also, flax oil is another phenomenal oil for your heart. Olive oil is a good one, too. But, yes, so fish oil has so many other added benefits to it, not only for the heart, the brain, the skin, and just overall, you know, making sure that it just gives you that much-needed boost throughout the day. 8, live within your means. Feeling out of control financially can boost high levels of stress and cost you not only your sleep, but also a number of health issues and chronic stress that can impact the heart. So we certainly don't want to put that extra stress on your body. 9, floss and brush. Now, I heard Obama state this. It's crazy. President Obama was saying, you know, if you get a cavity or he's noticing that we have tooth decay or tooth issues, that it causes heart disease. And when he was saying that, I'm like, wow, that's crazy. I mean, I guess it would make sense. It's all connected one way or another. But they're saying that periodontal disease, such as gingivitis, does not affect just the gums. It's any chronic infection that stimulates your body to defend itself. And part of the response is to protect against bleeding with an increase in clotting tendency. They say that's a recipe for a heart attack. Crazy. So floss and brush them teeth, okay? Floss and brush your teeth. 10, don't leave home without a stress-reducing technique. Deep breathing, mediation, yoga, running, knitting, you can't have too many ways to diffuse stress. Even scrunching up your face as tightly as you can for 15 seconds. Come on, y'all, let's try it. You ready? 5, 6, 7, let's go. Come on, squeeze. Tighten your face. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. 4, squeeze, 3, 2, and 1, release. Wow, see how much better you feel? I mean, truthfully, see how much better that you feel, right? If you don't feel good, let's do it again. No, I'm just kidding. All right, but releasing it can deflate the pressure before it gets to you and starts wearing and tearing on your cells. That's something else, huh? Yep, so those are the 10 things that can help to save your heart. I really am so at a point, things that we can prevent, I believe that 90% of it is your diet and exercise. You know, 10% of it is attitude and what happens to you, you know. It's my right to. Hey, welcome to Brown Sugar Radio and the anonymous guests in the chat. I hope y'all was joining me with that facial squeezing exercise. We were just releasing some stress. You know what I love? I have a stress ball. And I carry that. That is also another way. You just squeeze it as tightly as you can, grip it in order to help get your heart the way. Lady Nevaeh, hey, long time no see. Welcome back. As we talk today about just whatever's on our mind, and what is on my mind right now is diseases that can be prevented. I want to truly get it out there. We have got to let go of some of these diseases, things that just, it's so sad, you know, things that cause your life to be cut short unnecessarily. It's just, no, uh-uh. Those of you that are just joining, you can certainly check out the archive segment and come back and learn the 10 things that can save your heart. I'm serious, because it's just unnecessary, unnecessary. Now, drinking 8 glasses of water, many of you know the benefits to drinking water, helps eliminate dehydration, fatigue, also too aging. Ain't that something? Yeah, so your skin look all dry, harsh, and wrinkled up. Let's try to, you know, get your body hydrated and working back in action again. Also, too, many of you know antioxidant supplements help prevent cancer. You know, making sure that you get those vital vitamins A, C, and E with folic acid are truly important, and they're great to help ward off cancer as well as heart disease. Things, you know, some of the natural rich foods in antioxidants are tomatoes and blueberries. You know, I think, too, that acai, is that how you say it, or acai? I can't pronounce that one either, but hey, whatever it is, it's that acai, acai berry, and they have many positive, I think A-C-A-I, is it, is how you spell it? Anyway, they state that this is a very strong fruit that is going to help with antioxidants. I think that, too, foods that are low in salt. These are all things that are on my mind, things I just kind of want to get out there. You know, what we can do is, you know, watch the salt intake, watch the sugar intake, most definitely. I think that's something that we have to watch. You know, it's so important in the mornings, also to eating breakfast. I know a lot of us, I myself am very guilty of it. I will get up in the morning and just run and run and run, and then by the time lunchtime comes, I'm like, you know, I'm hungry. What's going on with me? Why am I so hungry? But then I realize, wait, I didn't eat nothing for breakfast, and we take it for granted. But that one simple meal truly is the most important meal of the day. You have to take the time. I don't care if you just eat an English muffin and you have a banana or you even a smoothie. You know what I'm saying? Grab a smoothie. Put some fruit in it, blend it up, and be out the door. You know, taking that time. One of my favorites is the vegetable omelet, and, you know, with blueberries and green tea on the side. I really enjoy that because I feel so energized when I have that in the morning. But it is so, so, so important that we take that time out in the morning and you eat something. I don't care. Get you, you know, some toast and put some peanut butter on it for protein. Make it work. Okay, make it work because your body depends on it. It's so important. Hey, hello, Diva. Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay, I said your name right. Is my right to? All right now. Yeah, so, you know, I just want to just kind of vent and talk about some things that were on my mind, and it's just, you know, making sure that we have that time in life, you know, to just reinvest in yourself, pour back into you, and certainly living a life that is less stressful than, you know, you don't want a bunch of drama, you don't want all of those different things that can come into your life and just cause ruckus. You don't want that. You really and truly don't. I think, too, that it's something where you have to take that opportunity, you know, into your own hands and just say, listen, I will be responsible for caring for myself. I will be responsible for making sure that I take the best care of my body because guess what? You're the only one that can do so. No one can force you to eat right. No one can force you to work out and take care of your body. It's all up to you, all right? And so that is something, is that you have to make goals in order to care for yourself. And you base the level of happiness in your life by how you create your life. You know, every day, I love the saying, you hold the key to your own happiness. You hold the key for your own future and your own destiny. And so you have to take those steps one day at a time in order to do that. So many things that have been taking place over the last few days here. And I guess one of the biggest stories I was looking at on the news this morning, I'm sitting here having my cup of tea, and they were stating that the gay rights activists, a gay rights group, let me get that right now. It was a human rights campaign that had went off. They were frustrated with Kobe Bryant last night. I don't know how many of you seen the game, but I guess Kobe Bryant had called a referee out of his name, and he called him an effing, F-A-G-O-T. All right, it's just not a very nice word. And he went off on referee Benny Adams after a disagreement. And so this was the right. This was the this is what the human rights campaign had to say about Kobe Bryant. Hopefully Mr. Bryant will recognize that as a person with such fame and influence, the use of such language not only offends millions of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people around the world, but also perpetuates a culture of discrimination and hate for all of us. Most notably, oh my gosh, this is terrible. Most notably, Mr. Bryant should be working towards eradicate. How do you say this name? I cannot pronounce this. Eradicate? Anywho, I think he's just calling him out and just saying that he felt this homophobic slur was very derogatory, negative. And Kobe Bryant got fined $1 million for that. Wow. Moving on to more news, I know many of you have kind of seen what's going on with LeBron James's mother for assaulting a parking valet at in Miami on April 7th. A video was released of her. She was allegedly drunk. She was intoxicated, and she was arrested for battery. And it was reported that she had called him a racial slur. And here we are with that F word again. Boy, these F bombs are being dropped left and right. It was alleged she had called the valet an effing N-I-G-G-A. Wow. So this is just sad. Oh, he is just being who he truly is. Are we talking about Kobe Bryant, Lady Nevaeh? Is that who you mean? Thank you. I love your show. Love your new look and show. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. So some more things I kind of want to get off my chest as I'm having my little rant session today. it was reported that Rihanna hates Chloe and Lamar Odom's new show. Now, I really like the show. I seen it for the first time. Actually, they only aired one show. I like the Kardashians. They receive a lot of criticism. But I like them. They're go-getters and they're business people. They are capitalizing on an opportunity for, them to make a living. So I'm not mad at that. But I don't know. Rihanna's just pretty much stating that she recently admitted that she is just I'm not a big fan of the show. I thought it was cool. I liked it. I think that they have a very risque commercial. It's called Unbreakable, I believe, is the new fragrance. It's a unisex that Chloe and Lamar are launching, and they're both nude in the commercial, and they're both embracing each other and kind of hugging and kissing, and I'm kind of just like, that's a little too much for me. I don't need to see all that. I think it was great they came up with a unisex perfume, but to be kind of naked and just hugging and kissing all on each other, I'm just like, you know, we could have saved all that. Leave something to the imagination. I don't believe you should share intimate moments like that with your husband or wife publicly. You know, it was a little bit over the top for me. But I don't know. I just, I can't get it for the life of me. Y'all tell me what you guys think about the new, yes, you were talking about Kobe Bryant, okay. Those girls are making millions. Yes, they are. They are cashing in, and they are putting their life on display. Hey, if they like it, I love it. What can you say, right? Awful. You don't like it? Let's see. It's my right. Does it like awful? Are you talking about the Kardashians are awful? They are getting paid. That's one thing for sure. Welcome. We have another anonymous guest in the chat. Thank you all for joining us today. We only have 5 minutes remaining. And so one other top story that I kind of wanted to go over a bit before we actually exit out is that new studies show that weaves and braids cause early hair loss in black women. Now, after a recent study of middle-aged black women reveals that nearly 30% have sustained permanent scalp and hair damage, possibly due to tight braids and weaves. Black women often maintain these styles for long periods of time, and the stress that it puts on the scalp can lead to pus-filled bumps, says a lead researcher, Angela Kai. She's a dermatologist and chief resident of the Cleveland Clinic Dermatology and Plastic Surgery Institute. She states over time these bumps can develop bacteria that can lead to scarring. To make matters worse, women who already are losing their hair are more likely to get a weave or braid because they're trying to disguise the thinning hair. The study stated black women should consider refraining from using these hairstyles on young children, and they need to think about consequences of the damaging they're doing. We have no problem rocking a weave, but it's going to catch up with us before our time and make us go bald. We need to rethink what we're doing to our hair. If you must wear a weave or braid, take it out for a few weeks and let your hair breathe. Interesting. There's a picture of Beyonce without her weave posted on this. This is on Hello Beautiful site. You could check it out. And they have about 20 pages of celebrities without a weave. I think Beyonce doesn't wear a weave. She wears the lace front wigs, which I think is actually better for your hair because you're not braiding, pulling, tugging, sewing, nothing into the hair. You're just, you know, you're braiding your natural hair, yes, to lay it flat, but you're not pulling a needle through it and pulling it even that much tighter to sew in a track. You just lay the wig on top and you glue it around the edges of your hairline. But I want to put this link actually in my chat for my listeners. Okay, there it is. This is the link here. Check it out. Okay, what does she have to say about Botox? Lady Navia, girl, you funny. I didn't see anything on Botox. I only see what's going on as far as with the with the weaves and hair loss. You know, I'm talking about everything, girl, from heart disease to hair weaves today. Okay? I'm putting it out there. Oh, wow. So, wow, just make sure that we do what we got to do. This is just awful, awful. Keisha Cole's mother, Frankie, got arrested again. Oh, that's so sad. Kelly Harrison poses nude for Allure magazine. And she's just so pretty. I love that song, Pretty Girl Rock. Just too pretty, too pretty. But listen, before all of her hit songs, this is the amazing thing about Keri Hilson. She worked behind the scene as a successful songwriter for Britney Spears, amongst many other celebrities. And she stepped out of the background and effortlessly, you know, and she's doing her own thing now as a solo artist. And she states the transition to being in front of the camera was very difficult. Everyone has their idea of what you should look like. You need to get in the gym. You need to wear less clothes, wear dresses, wear skirts, put a weave in, cut your hair, color your hair. She said there are so many ways that you're being tugged at. But she feels that, you know, one thing about her is that she has always remained strong and always, you know, held hers down. And she just felt like, hey, she wanted to strip down, you know, in front of the camera to talk about her transition from behind the camera to in front of it. Carrie Hilson's take on this is posing naked stripped her down to help deal with her real self. She says, we do a lot of things to seek validation. I have to get more expensive handbags, fake lashes, fake boobs, etc. She says, this shoot was about dropping it all. And she wants to put it out there that she is standing firm for herself, and she's standing up, you know, and let them know that I am here, I am pure, I am myself. So, well, much love to you, Carrie. You always make a strong statement, that's for sure. Yes, Jennifer Hudson has done well since she has lost her weight. Yes, I agree with that. She wears full lace full wig over $2,000. I wonder who you're talking about, Beyonce? Thank you for joining. Thank you so much. Well, we're going to go ahead and talk about who we have next on the show. This Tuesday, we have the beautiful Lady Emmy returning. She will be back on Brown Sugar Radio, and it's going to be awesome because she'll be giving us some spring beauty tips, filling us in on the latest career moves and what's been going on, you know, as far as what's happening with her. And then, too, we're going to have Timmy, who is the mobile nail lady, on April 21st. It's going to be phenomenal. Come and check her out. This lady is a mover and a shaker, came up with a great idea. And, you know, she's doing her thing. And, you know, I think it's wonderful. Why not? Hey, don't spend hours in the salon stressing out. Let the nail lady come to you, right? Get pampered in the beauty of your own home. And so that's for next week. We got lined up. But don't miss, because we have some more great things coming up over the next 2 weeks, some phenomenal authors, some great activists that are for the community as far as just boosting it up and doing what we have to do in order to make a change in this world. So just great things lined up for Brown Sugar Radio. I got to say thank you all so much for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio, where entertainment is extraordinary. Make it a fantastic day. God bless.
Brown Sugar Radio.
Brown Sugar Radio.
That's where it's happening. The most impressive show
on internet radio.
Brown Sugar Radio. You don't want to miss a segment of excitement.
We have the hottest celebrities, interviews, and gossip. Breathtaking topics. The latest fashion.
Health and beauty tips.
Underground hip hop and R&B.
And artists to make you groove. And the best fans to chat with.
Come and chill with the girl Brown Sugar every Tuesday and Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
I'm going to take my time so I can